A lot of discussion is going on right now in Washington, D.C. about whether U.S. President Donald Trump revealed highly classified information to officials from Russia. He met with that country's foreign minister and ambassador last week at the White House. And on Monday night, the Washington Post reported that President Trump shared top secret information about an ISIS terrorist plot. Why would this concern some U.S. intelligence officials? Well, if the president shared sensitive information with Russia, it could reveal to that country or others some methods or sources that America uses to gather intelligence. And that's something the U.S. doesn't want to be known. CNN has not independently verified the Washington Post report, and the Trump administration says it's wrong.
The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false. The president and the foreign minister reviewed a range of common threats to our two countries, including threats to civil aviation. At no time, were intelligence sources or methods discussed. And the president did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known. And I was in the room. It didn't happen.
Still, Democratic and some Republican lawmakers are demanding more information from the White House about the president's meeting with Russian officials. As far as disclosing classified information goes, the president has the authority to do that, so he's not being accused of breaking the law. And as far as the intelligence itself goes, the ISIS plot, it reportedly involves plans to use laptop computers as bombs on planes.
As the U.S. moves towards expanding its ban on all electronics larger than a cell phone from the main cabin of U.S.-bound aircraft, airlines are in preparation mode. The Department of Homeland Security is preparing to announce it will expand its electronics ban to Europe. Right now, the ban is in place for flights from 10 airports in 8 Muslim-majority countries. An expanded ban, though, could impact more than 350 flights a day. The Europe to U.S. track is the world's busiest international corridor. Delta, United, American Airlines are all of the U.S. carriers that would be impacted the most. They have the most flights on this route. Right now, airlines are trying to figure out new protocols and policy for how to check passengers for compliance. They're working with international airports to reconfigure the setup to isolate passengers and flights bound for the U.S. DHS says that this ban was put into place because intelligence suggests that terrorists have perfected their ability to hide explosives in battery components of these electronics. Now, Europeans, though, the officials there, they are voicing safety concerns that there will be a large number of electronic devices with lithium-ion batteries in the cargo hold. But the FAA says that the dangers associated with these batteries are reduced because they're spread out in various bags and luggage, and they're not stored together and on top of each other.